The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, it's bad enough when we have to battle the loony left on abortion and the life issue, but it's so much worse when we have to battle supposedly our own. What am I talking about? I'm glad you asked, because I will tell you, and well, in just a moment. Hey, welcome to Bobberty Live. Thank you so much for joining me. Pat Robertson has done it again. I keep saying this. He's elderly, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I mean it honestly. And I've said it repeatedly for at least 5 years. Someone at the 700 Club someone with authority needs to go to Pat Robertson and say, Pat, it's time to take your keys away. Now, many of you have had to go through that experience where you had to take the keys away from your parents, your father, your mother. They couldn't handle it. It was dangerous for them and for other people. We did that with my mother several years ago, and it was hard. It was tough. She didn't want to give up those keys. My mother was an unbelievably independent, strong woman. She was not about to give up her driving privileges. But the time came that the family said, we got to do it. Well, somebody needs to take the keys out of Pat Robertson's hand, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. I will, but my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Before we get into that, I just got to give you such wonderful, wonderful news. Sometime yesterday or last night, Dwight from Richmond, Ohio, called 888-253-3522. Dwight from Richmond, Ohio. And God bless him. Evidently, Dwight was listening yesterday, and he decided that God led him to set two slaves free. Two. He gave a very generous gift to CSI, Christian Solidarity International. So now we are at 36, 37, 38. We are now at 38, a little over 38 slaves that have been set free because of your generosity. Right now we are sitting at $9,590. Now our goal was $6,750. We're almost $3,000 over our goal, again, because of your generosity. I cannot take one tiny little bit of credit. It's because of your generosity. That means now we're $410 away from $10,000 and 40 slaves. Think about that. We started on Thursday, a week ago we started on this day, a week ago today, we started with zero. And I shared with you that there are thousands and thousands of primarily women and children in northern Sudan who are true slaves. They've been purchased. They have been bought. And CSI can deliver them, liberate them for $250. I don't have time to go into all the, and that, no, they're not paying a ransom. No, it doesn't encourage more kidnapping. No. It's a beautiful, beautiful, simple way. But for $250, not only are they liberated from slavery, they get a brand new life down in South Sudan for $250. We started with zero. We are now at $9,590. And I believe the campaign is over tomorrow. I think. I'm not sure. But I think it's over tomorrow. And we are now $410 away from $10,000. I think we can make $10,000. We just need $410. Somebody right now could call 888-253-3522, pledge $410, and we would be at $10,000. Maybe a couple of people could pledge $200. You know, if you want to actually set a slave free and have full responsibility for that, $250. If two people would pledge $250 apiece, that'd be two more slaves and we would be just a little over 40. This may be the only time I mention it today. I mentioned it, I think, only once yesterday. Maybe twice, but I think only once. And evidently, that's when Dwight heard. And Dwight, in Richmond, Ohio, if you are listening, God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here's the number, and then I'm going to move on. I'm going to get to this Pat Robertson story. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. $410, and we are at $10,000 and 40, count them, 40 living, breathing, eternal souls set free from bondage, from slavery. $410. Here's the number, 888-253-3522. I do not have access to the call center, so I will not have results until tomorrow morning. But I hope when we go on the air tomorrow, I'll be able to report to you we've gone over $10,000 and we've set 40 slaves free. All right, Pat Robertson, as I said, and I mean this respectfully, Pat Robertson has done a lot of good through his life, but he is destroying his legacy by just saying one dumb thing after another. He has embarrassed himself and the 700 Club on multiple occasions in the last few years. This time, Alabama passes this wonderful piece of legislation, and Pat Robertson goes on the air and says, I think Alabama has gone too far. It's an extreme law. Well, abortion is extreme. Yeah, it is an extreme law. Because we want to save lives, all lives. He thinks there should be an exception for rape and incest. Now, I want to say this carefully because there was a time when I probably would have argued the same thing before I really began thinking about it. And when you really began thinking about it, if we are pro-life, we believe life begins at conception. That's what we believe, right? That's what the pro-life community believes. So what difference does it make how that baby came into being? It's not the kid's fault. How in the world can we be consistent and say, that is a life in the womb and we cannot, will not allow that life to be taken? Unless the mother got raped. Does that make the child any less important? Well, think about it. How can you possibly be consistent and argue for an exception of rape or incest? You can't. It's impossible to say that is a life. You mean if it's a rape, it's a horrible thing. It's a terrible thing. But it's not the baby's fault. We do not kill children for the sins of their parents. And if you allow an exception for rape, you are killing a child. The pro-life people believe that abortion is killing a child, right? So if you allow an exception for rape or incest, you are killing a child because of the sin of the father. We don't do that. Unless you're Pat Robertson. It's an extreme law. All right, even if you disagree, why go on TV and put down a pro-life law? Just be quiet. Just don't say anything. All this does is give ammunition to the enemy, and my goodness, it has. The liberal left has been going, evangelical Pat Robertson thinks it's extreme. I have read that over and over and over again today from the liberal left. The only thing he has done is given ammunition to the liberal left. Bless his heart, somebody needs to take the keys away from Pat Robertson. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for joining me. If you have listened to me for a lengthy period of time, you know that I was dragged screaming and yelling to become a Trump supporter. And I'm not a Trump devotee. I'm not a Trump apologist. I have said repeatedly that if he does something crazy or dumb, I'll call him on it. I have. I will. But if you go back to the primaries, I was anti-Trump. In fact, if you go back to the primaries before the presidential election, you probably could have called me a never-Trumper. And so I have come. I have been dragged to support the president, but I have become a Donald Trump supporter for the most part. And this helps. I have told you repeatedly over the last several weeks about a piece of legislation that the Democrats are trying to push through the House of Representatives, and it very well could face a floor vote tomorrow. It is called the Equality Act. And as I've told you many, many times before, and you already know this, if the liberal left gives a piece of legislation a name, the content of the legislation is exactly the opposite of what the name is. It is. The Equality Act is the Inequality Act. It would be devastating for religious freedom in America. It would be devastating for women's rights. It would legislate, it would force schools, fitness clubs, etc., all across America to allow men to use women's restrooms, women's showers, women's locker rooms. It would be devastating to women's rights. It would be devastating to religious freedom. Christian schools would be forced to hire people that do not agree with the theological belief of that Christian school. It would force businesses to violate their Christian convictions. This Equality Act is one of the most dangerous pieces of legislation to come along in a long, long, long time. Well, today, the Trump administration has come out in very strong opposition. A senior administration spokesman said this: the Trump administration absolutely opposes discrimination of any kind and supports the equal treatment of all. However, this bill in its current form is filled with poison pills that threaten to undermine parental and conscience rights. It is so true. It is so very true. Now, according to the Washington Blade, which is one of the nation's most significant LGBTQ publications, has stated this would be the most significant LGBT rights bill ever passed. Now, that's what the radical homosexuals are saying. It would be the most significant LGBT rights bill ever passed. It would make a mockery of the 1964 Civil Rights Act and the Fair Housing Act. Currently, it has 240 co-sponsors. 237 are Democrats. I am sad to say this piece of legislation actually has three Republicans that are co-sponsors. It will probably pass the House of Representatives. It will have a much tougher time in the Senate because the Senate is still controlled by the Republicans. But this probably will pass the House of Representatives, and it could come to a floor vote tomorrow. Then it will go to the Senate, and that's unknown. But at this point, it looks like if this piece of legislation would make it to the president's desk, it will be vetoed. And I don't think that the Senate could ever muster enough votes to override a presidential veto. But that is to be seen. If you do this, and I hope you do, I would encourage you to call your representative. This is in Washington. Whoever your representative is in your district, call them and encourage them in no uncertain terms to vote against the Equality Act. It is H.R. 5, the Equality Act. Very, very, very dangerous legislation. Devastating to Christian businesses, devastating to Christian schools, devastating to evangelical churches. And I mean devastating. The Equality Act, H.R. 5, it could go to the floor of the House of Representatives tomorrow for a vote. Make your voice known. Make your voice known. We'll be back.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.